You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Anyone looking for some real blues music, set your sights on Monroe.
The blues are the roots of all American music.
The 30th year that world-renowned blues artists have performed for the Monroe County Library System's annual Black History Month Blues Series. Bill Reiser is here with us now. He's with the Monroe County Library System. So just to get an idea, Bill, of the scope of the series, how many events? I know you've already had a couple happen, but how many events are we talking about?
This year, to celebrate the 30th anniversary, we're doing 8 events scattered throughout February, scattered all across Monroe County.
And bringing in a whole batch of artists.
Yeah.
Big names, such as?
Big names. Steady Roland Bob Margolin, who played in the Muddy Waters band. Taranzo Cannon, one of the hottest younger guitarists on the scene, a Chicago performer. J.W. Jones from Canada will be coming in. This year is kind of a greatest hits of artists that have come in to town over the last 30 years.
And take us back to how this all began, where you have these blues artists coming to libraries in Monroe and people coming out on weeknights to catch them. How did it all begin?
A long time ago in a galaxy far,
yes.
far away. Well, a former colleague of mine, Tim McGorry, was looking for a Black History Month program for one of our smaller facilities. And Robert Jones was just beginning his radio and performing career in Detroit. So Tim contacted Robert and asked him if he'd like to come down and do this Black History Month program for us. Robert came down, and the rest is history, as they say.
What do you think made the difference in growing this from a one-off concert by Robert Jones back in 1988 into what it is today?
Two words: Willie Dixon, the legendary not only blues musician but musician, came to Monroe in 1990, the third year of this event, and that's what put us on the map. We joke that that was sort of like having the Pope come to your ice cream social. Very unlikely, did not see it coming, completely accidental, but that bumped us up out of the library into the adjacent gymnasium, and about 650 people came out for that night, and that is why you and I are speaking about this event today.
So that was quite the imprimatur to get, to have Willie Dixon come. And then what? It's probably musicians saying to other musicians, hey, this is worthwhile. It's word of mouth.
Yeah,
right?
that's some of it. I mean, there was, hopefully not so much anymore, an element of why Monroe, why the mm-hmm. library. It's very unusual, to say the least. People don't think of Monroe as a hotbed of blues music. But, you know, it's free, so the price is right. And once we overcame, there was kind of an initial, well, how good can it be if it's free? And slowly but surely, we've worn folks down, and they know it can be really, really, really good. It's free.
And were you a blues fan before all of this?
No.
Interesting.
Not really. I will cop to being a total music nerd. Probably even today, if you were to somehow access my iTunes music library or the heaps of CD cases in my spare hoarder room, most of the blues would be either artists who've been to our thing or people that we're thinking about inviting. I've learned a lot. This has been a true education for me.
Yeah, what has the blues come to mean to you then through this education?
Well, again, I'll take my cues from Willie Dixon. His famous quote was that the blues are the roots of all American music. And my interpretation of that is that this has been a big factor in why this has been so accessible and successful, because the blues bumps up against so many other genres. And we haven't programmed it all blues because, you know, the pot stirrer in chief likes all these other kinds of music too. So we've had Zydeco, we've had rock and roll, and the unique role that blues has played, it's sort of a touchstone for all these other genres. I think that it's changed the minds of a lot of the folks who come to these events that the perception of blues is just some old guy sitting around singing about how crummy his life has been. But anybody who's been to one of our things knows there's a lot of laughing, there's a lot of singing, clapping, stomping, usually in libraries, which people enjoy.
Which is different. Now, it seems like the month builds up to the big gig, yeah. Exclamation point. Saturday, February 25th, who's going to be playing?
Cast of thousands. And I should say I'm not an exclamation point fan, but that event warrants one. So this year especially, I guess we could have called it the bigger gig or the biggest gig because, again, it's kind of a greatest hits of artists who have taken part in the series over the years. So, of course, Robert Jones, who started the series in 1988 and has been back every year, will be back to host and kick things off. We'll have an acoustic set featuring people like mandolin master Rich Del Grosso, Reverend Jones's wife, Sister Bernice, will be there, Andra Fay, who was a member of the group Sapphire, the Uppity Blues Women. It'll be big. A lot of moving parts.
Through these years, I mean, here we are. This is the 30th year.
Yeah, it's hard to believe it that children could start something like this and get it running. Right?
And it's working with this Black History Month Blues series. What do you think people who have come to these performances in Monroe County libraries, what have they learned about Black history?
Well, it's not like we beat people over the head with it.
I think a better way to do this.
Yeah, it's kind of sneaky. Yeah. Don't tell anybody. It's a little sneaky. I think it's a lot about inclusion. I think it's, again, that common denominator only being the music. If you're even vaguely attracted to it, you come and check it out. And if it's not your cup of tea, that you've only spent your time. I always joke that I have a personal double your money back guarantee if you don't like it. It's a time when I look out at the crowd and I feel like I see my community in a way that I may not anywhere else. I know the African-American population in Monroe County is pretty small. Far be it from me to speak for that community, but I believe they support the event. The fact that there is a successful Black History Month event going on in Monroe County, Michigan, I presume has some value. And it's a good fit for the library. Our mission statement says we're there to serve the informational, recreational, and educational needs of our community. And I think this project does all three in a pretty fun fashion.
Good way of getting people into the library and reacquainting them with the library. Don't tell them, right?
Don't tell them. Yes, it's all very sneaky.
Well, there are a number of events left. They're free. They're open to all. What you can do is Google Monroe County Library, Michigan, and the link to that library system comes right up, and you'll get the whole schedule for the 30th Annual Black History Month Blues Series. Bill Reiser with the Monroe County Library System. We are so glad you let us know about this, and thanks for driving in from Monroe to share it with everybody.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it.